Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
You know what that means. QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK activating the Fox Year Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fox Year Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access, 167.9 Hz. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening I'll give a brief overview of frequency measurement with FLDigi and any other topics that you have an interest in discussing. If you have a question for the net, you have a topic you'd like discussed, please call now. Okay, let's see if there's anyone who has any announcements or news. Does anyone have any announcements or news that they would like to share? If so, please call now.
KX4KU.
Thank you, Kevin. I knew I could count on you. Go ahead.
I don't know which announcement you are going to be presenting, but I'll let you handle the club meeting this week. I just wanted to emphasize that dues are due, and for everybody, please just take them and renew them. It will make Mike and I's jobs a lot easier, and so we don't have to send out nag emails. So if you could just please do that and don't put it off, I would appreciate it. KF4TEK, back to you, Matt. This is KX4KU.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for that. I am happy to let everyone else do all the announcements. The less talking I have to do, the happier everyone is. So, but since you mentioned the club meeting, there is a club meeting coming up. The date is January 13th, 1-3. That is just 4 days from now, depending on how you do the math. So this coming Thursday, we look forward to seeing your virtual face on WebEx. Details, as always, are on our website, w4va.org. I don't have confirmation of this month's topic, but I believe that someone is going to be giving an overview of the 4-H ham-like activity. And hopefully if Nick is listening, he can do justice to that, because I certainly did not. But if anybody else has any other announcements or news they would like to share, please call now.
W-A-B-T.
W-A-B-T Travis, please go ahead.
Good evening, Mike and all in the net. This is W-A-B-T. Just wanted to say that January ARRL VHF UHF contest is this weekend. I'm going to probably try and make a small attempt, but that's about all I've got. W8BT, back to net.
All right, excellent reminder. Thank you, Travis. The ARRL January VHF contest, January 15 and 16. So this coming weekend. Not this weekend that is wrapping up now, but this coming weekend, ARRL January VHF contest. I know that Gil is busy getting ready for that, and I'm sure many others as well. So if you got a spare minute over the weekend, get that AC out and give these folks roving around some points. Good time to see how your rig is working in the winter. All right, let's take ourselves around to check-in and get on with our discussion. So if anyone would like to join us this evening, please call out.
This is K1HTB.
Okay.
Yes.
X4KU.
AS1TBY Mobile.
Here's Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Bravo November. In and out.
N2NAR. No comment.
Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor, no comment.
KN4 SPL.
All right, let's hold it there. We have on the list, we've got KX4KU Kevin, WABT Travis, early check-ins, K1HTV Rich, someone who doubled, whose call sign ends in L, so I missed that. If I don't pick you up later, please call again after this run through. KS1PPY Sippy, KM4OZH Gil, K3FR Ron, and the No Comment Club, KO4MBN, N2NAR, KJ7APV. Thank you for checking in. Let me know you're out there. Even if you don't have something to share with us right now, it's always good to know that you're listening in with us. KN4SPL Bob. If I did not repeat your call or I messed up your call sign, or if you would like to join us, please call now.
KO4 Uniform Bravo Lima.
Okay, there it is. KO4UBL, Uniform Bravo Lima. Thank you for checking in. All right, so let's spin the table. Let's have a brief discussion about FL Digi, and then we'll spin the table, and you can respond to that and raise your own comments and questions in addition to that. Before I do, sorry, this is the first time I've been doing this for a couple of weeks, which is nice because it's nice to have a break, but just a little discombobulated. Other interesting contests coming up this week. If you like Feld Hell, which is a very interesting digital mode, there is a Feld Hell Sprint this coming 15th and 16th next weekend. And then, of course, we've already mentioned the ARRL January VHF contest, the North American QSO Party on CW, also this coming weekend. There's a Hungarian and Malaysian DX contest this coming weekend. And, of course, a handful of other interesting events going on all throughout the week. So this information and other information always available on the contest calendar, which is where I just read this information from, contestcalendar.com, where you can find information about all sorts of upcoming radio sport events. So be sure to check that out. See if something piques your interest. So this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and our technical content this evening is about adjusting your radio's local oscillator with the help of WWV, the NIST time standard radio transmitter family, and a piece of amateur radio software called FL Digi. So FL Digi, that's Foxtrot Lima DIGI, FL Digi, is a piece of software that runs on your PC and interfaces with your radio via audio interface, either the radio's built-in interface, such as on the IC7300 and other very modern receivers, or just through a sound card or other ham radio sound interface, and allows you to do a number of interesting things in the digital domain with your radio. There's a lot of different digital modes on HF and VHF and UHF that FL Digi will send and receive. And there are also a number of instrumentation and test modes that it offers that you can use to instrument your station. And one of the interesting things you can do with FL Digi and your radio is use WWV to align your radio's local oscillator. So when you tune in your radio to a particular frequency, it's got its own local oscillator that it uses to figure out what frequency you're listening to. And, you know, it could be pretty close, depending on the age of the radio or its adjustments or the environment it's stored in. It could be a little ways off. So if you were interested in checking to see how close your radio's frequency display matches the frequency it's actually receiving, you can use FL Digi to figure that out. So there are two main steps to this process, and this process is outlined on several web pages on the web, so everything that I'm saying you can look up and double check and walk through step by step by following online directions. But the two main phases are making sure that your sound card sample rate is calibrated, and then using that to calibrate the local oscillator of your receiver. So the first step, like I said, is making sure that your sound card sampling rate is calibrated. So most modern sound cards have a native sampling rate of either 44.1 or 48 kilohertz. This is set up in the device settings area of your operating system, whether it be Linux or Windows or Mac OS. And you can use FLDigi to listen to those ticks that WWD transmits. And FLDigi will put up a display on the screen that graphs those ticks over time. And so over a period of, 5, 10, 15 minutes, you will see a line on the screen, and you'll be able to tell if your sound card sampling rate is a little fast or a little slow. And then you can use the adjustments that FLDigi provides to let FLDigi know exactly how far off it is. And then when you get your sound card frequency dialed in, you can see the ticks form a bright line down the center of the FLDigi display. It'll let you know that you've got that dialed in. And it's important to do that step first because, of course, any frequency analysis that you do based on data digitized by your sound card is going to be limited by the accuracy of the sampling rate of your sound card. So it's important to calibrate that step first before you use the FLDigi frequency measurement test modem setting to track the frequency of your radio's local oscillator. So once you've done the first step and calibrated your sound card offset in FLDigi, you can then select a frequency measurement test modem, and then you'll still be tuning to WWV, except instead of AM mode, listening to the ticks and the voice, you will be setting it to SSB mode and tuning 1,000 hertz or 1,500 hertz off, either lower or higher, and you can do either one. I use upper side band and tune down, so I tune 14.9999, and I get this 1,000 hertz tone, right? Except, is it exactly 1,000 hertz? Well, that's where the calibration comes in. Once you've calibrated your sound card and you tune your radio to 14.9999, or one of the other frequencies that WWV transmits at, you should get this 1,000 hertz tone, which is the carrier frequency of WWV, which is calibrated to the time standard and is fairly accurate. Let's just put it that way. And then the FLDigi frequency measurement test modem is going to put up a little graph that shows you how far off of 1,000 that tone actually is. And then depending on the radio you have, you may be able to make adjustments in the menu, or you may, if you have an old tube radio, you may be able to stick a plastic tuning tool into the guts of the thing and twiddle a capacitor and bring that display right up to zero so that there's no difference between 1,000 hertz expected tone and the 1,000 hertz received tone that your radio is generating. So I did that to my 7300 last week. My 7300 reference level was set at 29 something, and when I finished, it was up in the mid-30s. So my radio is about a year and a half old, and it was about 500 hertz off by this method. So it was an interesting process. If you don't know, WWV transmits on a number of frequencies, so that regardless of the time of day, one of them should be experiencing reasonable propagation to your area. The frequencies are 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz. So it's pretty easy to remember. 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20. Amplitude modulation, AM, is what you generally use to hear that, except if you're doing this this carrier frequency measurement test, then you use use sideband. So I thought that was kind of an interesting exercise. Get your radio tuned up. And, of course, there are other radios. There are other methods for calibrating your radio or checking its frequency accuracy, including my other favorite method, the GPS Disciplined Oscillator, or GPS-DO. But I don't have one of those, and they're a couple $100. So if you don't have one and you don't feel like buying one, you might try the WWV method. This time standard is out there for us to take advantage of, and this is one of the ways that we as amateur radio operators can take advantage of it to calibrate the accuracy of our receivers. So with that brief overview, I'll refer you to the internet for additional diagrams, details, documentation, and walkthroughs. If you have tried this, let us know how it worked out for you. If you try it this week or sometime in the future, come back and let us know how it went in a future net. So for now, I'll just say this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sennett Technical Services Net, and with that, we are going to take a spin around the round table. So let me hand it over to KX4KU Kevin. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Mike. A little tired, but basically, the only thing I really got to say is I'm going to be operating probably QRP for a while. Turns out when I had the balun box that got screwed up, took out one of the FETs in the final of the radio. I mean, it's only putting out about 60% power, and I'm going to call them tomorrow and see about estimates to get it repaired and all that. So, so, like, CW contest coming this weekend, next weekend, I might even try QRP. Might be an interesting thing, but I'll be definitely QRP with my FT817 for a while. So outside of that, everything else is pretty cool here. Been actually playing with putting Linux Mint on an old PC just to learn some more. So that's all. I will turn it back over to you, KF4TEK, KX4KU, back to net. KF4TEK?
KF4TEK.
I turned it back over to you.
You did. Did you not hear anything I said? It's possible that my mic...
Yeah, your mic just cut out again. KX4KU, net control, suffering technical difficulties. Please stand.
KX4KU, KF4TEK.
There you go. That's KX4KU. Back to you, Mike.
All right, I'm not exactly sure which thing I bumped here, but I apologize for that. My SWR is fine. My power is fine. Everything is fine. I think the mic cord dragged across the console of the 7100 here and changed something, so I apologize for that. But thank you, Kevin. Sorry to hear about your final issues. And we will move on to W8BT. W8BT Travis, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike, and all in the net. Mike, thanks for taking the net again. It's good to hear you back. Great job so far, and very interesting topic. Only because I was introduced to this topic about a week ago, last time I was at Bruce's house. Hi. And he also demonstrated his GPSDO, or GSDO, whatever it is, method. Prior to that, I've always used WWV and the zero beat method, but that relies on having good ears and a good ear. It's like tuning a guitar by ear, I guess. But I've used that previously. I've yet to give the FL Digium method a try, but I'll try and do that, and maybe try and do that even before next weekend. I don't know how much I'll be on the air for the VHF contest, but I'm sure going to try. That's about it from here. This is W8BT back to net.
Okay, Travis. Yeah, I was also over at Bruce's and was turned on to that topic. So, yeah, birds of a feather. One thing I will mention, if anyone tries this method, make a note of the initial setting on your radio before you change it, just in case things don't quite work out the way you hope. It's always good to know where you started in case you need to get back there. So take a picture of the configuration screen on your digital radio or the position of the capacitor or trim pod on your analog radio before you start making adjustments, just in case. With that, we'll head over to K1HTV. Rich, how are you doing tonight?
K4TK from K1HTV in Amosville. Good evening, all. Doing okay. Spent a little time in the RIDI roundup. Made about 120 contacts. I've not computed the score or how much DX was worked or how many states, but good activity on 40, 20, even 15 was open. It was on the 15-meter FT4 frequency and 21-140, and had quite a few stations out, mostly on the West Coast. Worked a number of those stations, so it was fun. Solar Flux is around 102, starting to climb, and some new sunspots that were around last rotation are coming back into play, and you should see the Solar Flux numbers climb quite a bit in the next week or so, and I'm sure that'll help. The K-index was up to 5 yesterday, and it's come back down to 1, then I think it's 2 right now, but conditions are pretty good on 40, at least across the pond on 40 meters. The long path opening to Asia still occurs in the afternoon, although the things are starting to change as the days become longer, the path becomes more of a daylight path, and with that there'll be less and less of the long path opening across the South Atlantic into Japan and the rest of Asia. So let's see. As everybody probably knows, the viewing for Wayne's wife, Debbie, who passed away on the 31st, will be at Pierce Funeral Home this coming Tuesday evening, 7 to 9. Then again, the memorial service will be Wednesday morning over at Pierce. So sorry for Wayne's loss, and hopefully a number of the club members will pay the respects. Let's see, what else? Trying to think. And regarding the frequency calibration, I use built into the WSJTX software, there's a mode called FreakCal, F-R-E-Q, FreakRef, I guess it is, F-R-E-Q-R-E-F, and the mode, so it's FT8, FT4, all the other different modes, and at the very bottom, F-R-E-Q, C-A-L, or F-R-E-Q-R-E-F, I'm not sure which of the two it is. But I use that to get the calibration within 1 hertz or less than a hertz. They're right on the money quite easily. You can use either WWV frequencies or CHU or even the broadcast band, NBC or CBS at nighttime. Use those as references, and it'll give you pretty good accuracy. You read about it in the manual. It's all in the WSJTX manual. It tells you how to use it, how to set it up, and how to run it. So that's it for now. We'll hopefully everybody will have a good week, and we'll catch you on the radio throughout the week. KF4TEK, this is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, fine business. Thank you for reminding us about the services for Wayne's wife. And for those who didn't know, our club member, Wayne, K4JNT, lost his wife on New Year's Eve. And so, of course, all of our thoughts and prayers go out to Wayne and his family at this difficult time. And thank you also for reminding us about FreeCal and WSJTX, another program many of us have at the ready. So I haven't personally looked into that, but now I will. So with that, I'll say this is KF4TEK for the Far Sun and Technical Services Net, and we are up to KO4UBL. KO4UBL, how you doing?
Doing good. Running a really good company today.
Okay, KO4UBO, you were extremely weak into the machine and broke up a little bit, so I don't think we copied what you said. If you have a chance to move a little bit or increase your power, we'll give you one more shot this round. Copy a little bit on reverse direct, but the repeater is having a really hard time copying you for some reason. So I would like to thank you for checking in regardless, and hopefully maybe we can pick you up on the next round or during a future net. But right now the repeater just can't copy you. But thank you for joining us. With that, we'll move up to KS1PBY Sippy, who's mobile. I apologize. I should have called you first. Hopefully you are still out there. Sippy, how you doing, man?
KF4TEK in the net. Yes, I'm still around, still in range, and thank you so much for taking the net. I actually thought I was supposed to do it tonight, so I was rushing out here and was infinitely glad to hear you already starting and having a really great topic for it. Glad I had nothing, so thank you for the procedure. I'm going to have to... I'll have to go check out my radios because they've been up and running for a little while. Yeah, I'm mobile out of the data center doing work, and it didn't look like I was going to get out of here, and I'm definitely not. So I'll just give my prayers and cares for Wayne, and very sorry to hear about that. I was just wondering how he was doing recently. I was going to check in but didn't get a chance, so hopefully I'll be able to get out for the service. Many prayers for him. And I'll go ahead and turn it back to Ned and get on with business. Thank you so much. Talk to you later. KS1PBY, back to Ned.
All right, fine business. Well, sorry, Stippy, if I stepped on your slot. I lost my calendar link, and I'm hoping that someone can send it to me again so that I can, you know, get back in the know like I should be with when I'm supposed to be doing this. I apologize for that. Please send me the link again. I beg your forgiveness. But it's all good in the end. So, Gil, KM4OZH, how are you doing tonight?
KM4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Well, I'm sitting here at the Rover console, which is still in the family room and not in the car yet. I'm thinking about... VHF contest, and I'm looking at the weather, and it's unknown whether I'm going to, my low-riding two-wheel drive vehicle, whether it's going to be able to make it up to the high places that I want to go. Well, we'll see as the week progresses, and watch out for that. But that's about all I got. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about right now. So that's about all I got for this evening. And it's good to hear everybody in there. And Mike, I appreciate you taking the net there. You're doing a fine job, as usual. KM4TEK, KM4OZH.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for the kind words. And good luck this coming weekend. We're looking for you on the air. All right, that brings us to Ron, K3FR. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, isn't that K3FR? Very good. Thank you, Mike, for taking the net tonight, and also for your little talk on the FL-Digi process. I, too, like Rich, had used the WSJT tune-up process But I'll have to look into what if the FL Digi can bring me to, because your statement at the beginning is that your time card time base is also very critical in there. You've got to have that one set before you can be sure that you're sampling properly on the RF. Most of them should be fairly close, so it shouldn't be much of a problem. Well, I'm going to be doing my nominal entry for the VHF contest this coming weekend, laying in the stores and getting everything set up and organized, and keeping an eye on the bands, which hasn't been too good, but as Rich indicated, and what the solar report indicated is that it looks like it will probably improve to the contest time period. My big news, though, is on the quadrantids, I managed to make a 2-meter meteor scour contact with VE1SKY up in Nova Scotia. Quite a few miles, 761, I think it is, to his QTH. And that was all done with just my 45-watt 2-meter out of the IC7100 and my 5-element 2-meter beam inside the condo. So it can be done. Things are interesting. It was a very good one. He had very good signals into it on the couple of meteor pings we hit, and everything worked out fine. So that makes me feel good. I've now had meteor scatter contacts in both 6 and 2. So, back to you, Mike. K4TK, K3FR.
Well, hey, Ron, congratulations. That is pretty cool, meteor scatter contacts. Maybe you could give us a little overview of that sometime in the future. I'm interested in knowing what that takes, and I'm sure others are too. So that's very cool. Good on you, and thanks for sharing. And my FL Digi sound card adjustment setting is 5. So I think that's parts per million. Out of 48 kilohertz, that's not a huge amount, but I'm sure it factors in if you're trying to get that last fraction of a hertz. But good. Thanks for bringing that up. All right. This is KF4TEK for the Far Center Night Technical Services Net, and we're up to KO4MBN. Mike, Bravo November, how are you doing tonight? I'm sorry, KO4MBN was in and out, as was N2NAR and KJ7ATV. So, sorry to put you on the spot there after you told me that you had no comment. So, skipping on down the log here, that brings us to Bob, KN4SPO. How are you doing tonight, Bob?
KF4TEK. In the net. Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net, good evening to you. Of course, I want to say my huge condolences to Wayne. I'm beside myself. It's so sad to hear. So on that note, I did run into a very interesting YouTube video. The YouTuber, his channel's called Backcountry Amateur Radio, and it was an interesting post about that the ARRL is opposed to what the U.S. Forest Service wants to impose annual fees to all telecommunication infrastructure on forest service management public land, basically charging repeaters annual fees for having antennas on forest property. So it's a very interesting short little YouTube on it, and I did go over to the ARRL. They do have a short article on it. It was posted on the 24th of December, 2021, about how the ARRL opposes the Forest Service administration fees for amateur facilities. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If anyone wants to look at it, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if our repeater is on said forest property, but it's an interesting read. So I'm going to leave it at that. This is KN4, SPL, back to Matt.
All right, Bob, fine business. Thanks for sharing that. I had also seen a headline but hadn't followed up on it. I don't think we're on Forest Service land. We are a guest of federal and other local government facilities, but good to be aware of nonetheless. So with Bob's excellent comment, that brings us to the bottom of the check-in list, which means it's time to call for a round of new check-ins and rechecks. If you would like to join us this evening, or if you have something more to say, please call now.
F4TEK, here is W8QCN, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November. Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net.
W8BT, recheck.
November, Radio 3, November.
All right, we picked up WD8QCN. N3RN, I believe, November, Radio 3 November, if I copied that correctly, and WABT recheck. So let's go for our new folks, WDAQCN, how you doing?
Mike, doing well so far. It's been poking around FT8 the last couple of evenings here. Looks like 20 meters has been staying open fairly late, so managed to work a little DX, and that's really about it here lately. Haven't done too much else ham radio wise in the last couple of days. Although I did score an extra filter board for my trusty old TS440S. I've been getting some strange SWR readings on one or two bands, and sort of suggests that I've got some filter relays that are dying. So about to replace a couple of those. That's about it here, Mike. Back to you, KF4TEK in the net, WD8QCN.
All right, fine business. Nothing to fill a rainy winter evening like a radio maintenance project. So, very cool. Thanks for sharing. All right, N3RN, how are you doing? Or NR3N, how are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Mike, and thank you for taking the net. This is November, Radio 3 November. Haven't been on the net for quite some time. I'm on Echo Link at the moment, and I figured I'll just jump in and say hello to everybody. Happy New Year, everyone. Number one, I want to say from Gabby and I, Gabby K4ANG, and myself, we want to say our most deepest condolences to Wayne and his family, all his loved ones, and the loss of his wife. Pretty sad news to hear. Since the last time I got on the net, I moved. I live in Sterling now. Address is updated on QRZ. But moved to Sterling, and now I am, instead of Manassas, I'm over here. Anyway, just wanted to say hello to everybody, and basically just jump in here and say hello. And anyway, that's as much as I have for the moment. So 73 to all. Happy New Year to all, and back to you, Mike. I can't remember your call sign, so I know it's something like KM4TK or something like that, but I can't remember. Anyway, 73, okay, this is an R3.
All right, fine business. Thank you very much for joining us. You did great, KF4TK, and even though you're far away, always glad to have you checking in with us and letting us know how you're doing, and thanks for the kind words from Wayne. All right, WABT Travis, go ahead with your recheck.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to, first off, say hello to Angel. Been a long time since I've heard him. Sad to hear he's moved a little further away from us, but anyway, it is what it is. Hope he's doing well. And, again, I forgot to pass along my condolences again to Wayne, and I'm going to try and make the viewing on Tuesday. And one more thing related to the net, I do know that Bruce did note, he showed me an experiment he did there with the Doppler shift from WWV on 10 megahertz during an eclipse. So you may want to watch out for something like that as well when trying to calibrate your rig via an over-the-air reference. Just something to watch out for. KF4TEK, this is W8BT, back to net.
All right, good advice. Yes, thanks for pointing that out again, Travis. For those of you who didn't know, there are those who collect data on the Doppler shift imparted to radio signals that bounce off the ionosphere while the ionosphere is expanding and contracting. And Bruce had contributed at least once to that effort during a recent eclipse. I think there are folks who do it all the time. So that is definitely something that's out there, and another interesting phenomenon to keep in mind. So good stuff. Thanks for bringing that up, Travis. But with that, I want to say that this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and I'd mention if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. There we go. This is KF4TEK closing the FARANET and returning your computer to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and have a good evening, 73.
KF4TEK, this is NR3N. Thank you for doing the net, and absolutely wonderful. Thank you, 73. WADT, this is NR3N. Travis, you still around?
Yes. How are you doing, Angel?
WADT, this is NR3N. Doing well, man. Doing well. This has been a while since I've been on there.
NR3N, W8BT. Well, I'm glad to hear everything's going well. Too bad you don't have any antennas up yet, but I know you'll get there. Everything's doing well here. Not a whole lot going on, but everything's going well. So I'm just glad to hear you. I haven't heard you in probably at least a year. So just wanted to throw it out there, and Happy New Year to you as well. NR3N, W8BT.
WADT, this is NR3N. Well, no, it hasn't been that long. At least I don't think so. Well, at least I think that maybe you haven't heard me in over a year, but I've been around for a little while. I just moved over here to Sterling at the beginning of August. Gabby is over here as well. Well, right now she's in Virginia Beach. She will be back tomorrow. We're going between here and Virginia Beach. She still has her condo down there, although she works over here in Herndon. So, you know, there have been some changes in regards to our situation, how we work and all that stuff. But anyway. Working on getting the radio room together. Probably this weekend would have been a great time to work on that, but I didn't. But anyway, wanted to say hello, and it's been a while since I heard you here on the repeater, or that I've been active in any amateur radio bands for that matter. So back to you, WADT, this is NR3N.
NR3N, W8BT. Okay, yeah, about the same here, Angel. I just haven't been on too much, so I'm sure I've missed you a few times, but glad to hear you and Gabby are both doing well, and I wish you the best, and had something else to say, but now I've forgotten it. But anyway, I hope you guys do well, and hope you get your radio room completed there. I'm getting closer and closer on mine, but I know it'll never be finished. Hi. But anyway, Angel, you take care and give my best to Gabby and the rest of your family. Hope all is well. NR3N, W8BT.
All right, Travis. Well, thank you very much for those wishes. We really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll hear from you more often here on the repeater. Hopefully, I'll be able to get the radio room squared away here at the beginning of this year. I'm trying to get it squared away before the end of January. I mean, it's quite the process of figuring out where I'm going to put one antenna or the other or whatnot, or what antenna I'm going to omit or add or whatnot. But, you know how that goes. Anyway, 73, have a good night. Thank you for coming back to me, and good to hear you. Talk to you later. WADT, this is NR3N, I'll be clear.
3N from WD8QCN.
Not quite sure who you called because...
I think the ID got you, Steve. NR3N, WD8QZN, how copy?
Go ahead, I hear you loud and clear, over.
Angel, it's Steve here. I'm a couple of blocks from you up in Sterling here. I just looked at you on QRZ while I had it open here, and turns out you're about a stone's throw from the house. I think we'd blow each other off the air if we were both on HF at the same time, huh?
Well, okay, well, good evening and hello, and thank you. Where exactly are you located, over?
On East Staunton, right up by Sterling Boulevard.
Okay, sounds good. What is your call sign again?
It's Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, WD8QCN.
Okay, great. Well, okay, I messed up already. I'm not writing anything down, and I do apologize. But, okay, so you're down by the Sterling Boulevard. So, yeah, we're pretty close. That's great. There's another gentleman. I have not been able to get a hold of him. He's down on my street. Probably, I don't know, I want to say about 2 miles, so maybe a mile and a half from where I live. He also he has a hex beam, and he has several other antennas. I noticed that while driving down the road, I saw the tower with the hex beam, and I was like, "Oh, okay, who is this guy?" And I looked him up, and I found him, and I got his email. I sent him an email, but he never replied to me. But it's okay; it's no big deal. But he's down the street. I don't think that's you because the call sign doesn't sound right. Over.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, there's quite a few hams in the neighborhood here. I ended up on 80 meters one day with a chap that's 2 blocks away over on Williamsburg. I don't know if it's the same chap, but yeah, he had a really strong signal. I had like my 20 dB attenuator kicking and the radio was about jumping off the desk still, so we're like in the shadow of each other's antennas here. So yeah, that can be fun. But we should get together here. Let me know if you need any help, assembling antennas or putting the shack together or anything. You're a bike ride away from me here.
Okay. Well, sounds absolutely wonderful. Yes, absolutely. I will definitely take all the help that I can. Right now, let's see. There are 3 antennas that I'm planning on putting up. My hex beam, definitely put that up. I have a... what is it called? A spider beam mast, the 47-footer. I have that to put that antenna on. I bought that when I was in Niagara, but I never actually put it up. Hopefully, I don't think I can put it here at 47 feet in my backyard, but, you know, as far up as I can, I probably will. A set of 6 BKW that I have, and also the, what is it called? I forgot already. It's some sort of Y antenna. It's an off-center fed dipole of some sort. What was it? No, it wasn't spider beam. It's the 404UL. That's what I can remember. 404UL. But I can't. What was it? Anyway, 404UL. That's not what I remember. But anyway, I can put that up too. And even though in Manassas I had 4 antennas, oh yeah, the 2 meter 440 vertical antenna also. But anyway, we'll work on that. But anyway, I will definitely hit you up with that stuff whenever I have a chance to kind of get this stuff squared away. So back to you. This is NR3N.
Sounds good. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout there since you're another ham neighbor. But I'll let you run here for tonight. I think I'm going to go upstairs and look for some dinner. Nice hearing you on. NR3N, WD8QCN, 73 for now.
All right, WD8QCN, this is NR3N. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming back to me, and definitely looking forward to meeting you in person. 73, have a good evening, and make sure that... let me know if I get your question correctly. Is that Whiskey Delta 8 Quebec Charlie November? Over.
Roger. You got it correct. NR3N WD8QCN.
All right, great. Well, 73, I'll look you up on QRS, send you an email, and give you all the information. 73, have a good night, and talk to you soon. This is November, Radio 3, November.